This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today, our focus is the American Red Cross. Founded by Clara Barton in Washington, D.C. in 1881, the American Red Cross has grown to a network of 186 Red Cross and Red Crescent societies around the world. The first Red Cross chapter in Arkansas started in Hot Springs in 1917, and over the following year, other chapters would be established. The Northeast Arkansas chapter received the final state charter April 1, 1918. The Northeast Arkansas chapter serves 16 counties located from the Mississippi River to as far west as Newport and Imboden. When you think of the American Red Cross, you may think about blood donations. There is another division that you may not think about. That's the Emergency Services Division, which responds in the event of disasters. One of the disasters we'll focus on in this report is residential fires in the state. Red Cross Disaster Manager for Northeast Arkansas, Jody Carter.
We like to focus on sheltering, clothing, food, medication. We work to help people in the recovery process after a disaster. We consider disasters to be any of the stereotypical natural disasters like floods and tornadoes. Some that people don't think about as often, and they need to up in Northeast Arkansas, which is the New Madrid earthquake. The most common disaster we respond to is a residential structure fire. If someone's house burns down, it's probably not going to make the evening news, but it's just as disastrous to that family as if their house has been blown away by a tornado. They've still lost everything. They're still going to have immediate needs, and the Red Cross is going to work to try to meet those needs.
The Red Cross reports that about 4 residential fires occur a day. Cooking is at the top of the list when it comes to fires due to a lack of attention or safety. Other reasons include poor wiring or overloaded wiring systems in residences. In the winter, heating elements such as space heaters are another cause of fires. Children playing with matches and smoking in bed are other common causes of fires. When the Red Cross is notified about a fire, volunteers from the Red Cross are called in to provide short-term assistance for families. Spokeswoman for the American Red Cross's Little Rock office is Bridget Williams.
We see what their immediate needs are. If they have family or friends to stay with, then by all means, that's what they do. If they don't, then we will provide them a couple of nights in a hotel near them. And we do that so that they can have a place to catch their breath and figure out what their next step is going to be as far as permanent lodging, which is something we don't do. We are purely for the immediacy of that disaster. A lot of people with a fire may get out with only the clothing on their back, so we'll provide them with a smart card that allows them to go and purchase, you know, T-shirts and jeans at the local store, shoes if need be, in the winter, coats. And that is also not only obviously providing them with clothing, but it's also giving them a sense of taking control back. You get to do something that you did before the fire, and it's another step towards your healing process, if you will.
Arkansas is listed nationally at the top of the list for numbers of residential fires that take place and is third in the number of people who die in residential fires. Every year, the American Red Cross uses about $1 million in fire response alone. That number leads to one of the big challenges the Red Cross faces. Spokeswoman Bridget Williams.
The need for donations is constant. It's not just when you have the big tornado or the big flood, because the fires that we respond to are just as devastating for those families as they are when you may have 50 families at one time affected by a tornado. So that's one thing to really get across, because people are always surprised when they hear we respond to fires until they know someone who's had a fire, and then they get to understand that devastation is just the same. It doesn't always get the media attention because you don't have the mass of fires. But Northeast Arkansas probably has, and I'm just pulling this off the top of my head, you know, at least 20 fires in a month. So imagine if 20 homes went up in Jonesboro today, it would get a lot of attention. It may even get national attention. But when you have one fire here and one fire there and one fire there, it only affects those people who live next door to that family. So that's one thing to think about.
Arkansas has 1,000 Red Cross trained volunteers statewide. About 250 volunteers are in Northeast Arkansas. Across the Northeast Arkansas chapter, teams of volunteers are formed in each county. Those volunteers can go into neighboring counties to provide assistance if needed. Red Cross disaster manager for Northeast Arkansas, Jody Carter, says while he has a good number of volunteers now, he would like to have about 3 to 4 times that number.
At any given time, we're assuming that half of our volunteers will be unavailable. Either they'll be sick, they'll be out of town, they've got something else going on. So that takes us down. And then from there, you know, we're going to have some of our volunteers who are directly impacted by the disaster. So we need to get our volunteer cadre built up. We need folks that on a day-to-day basis are willing to be on call so that if their neighbors suffer a loss, they're able to go and help their neighbors. It is Arkansans helping Arkansans.
Henry Mitchell is the head disaster volunteer in the Northeast Arkansas chapter of the American Red Cross. Mitchell started volunteering 24 years ago in communications for the Red Cross. He's taken numerous classes over the years, which have allowed him to work in different areas of the Red Cross, like damage assessment, family assistance, and shelters. He now goes to fires and assists other volunteers, and he helps families who are displaced because of fires. Mitchell works a full-time day job and carries a fire phone with him at all times, just in case a disaster takes place. Mitchell has assisted families after fires, tornadoes, severe storms, ice storms, and floods. Mitchell tells why he has volunteered for so long.
You see the disaster on television, but until you've actually seen it in person, you cannot imagine how these people are really affected. When you see people standing in their front yards, you know, going through what's left of their homes and not wanting to go to a shelter because they're afraid somebody's going to take what little bit they have left in life, that it really puts an impact on your heart on how much you're helping these people. And once you feel this inside, how much you're helping, you just want to continue to do it. It's a satisfaction that you can't describe.
To be a volunteer, a person must be at least 18 years old, undergo a background check, and then be trained. Mitchell is an instructor who trains volunteers. The training sessions are free, and there are different areas where volunteers can receive training. Mitchell says the goal is to get more volunteers signed up and trained. After training, volunteers can be placed in areas where they have interest in.
We want to train everybody in as many aspects of disaster as we can, so that if they find that little niche, that thing they like, if they like dealing with the families directly, then, you know, the family assistance program may be where they want to be, where they sit down with the client, they interview the client, and they see what the client's immediate emergency needs are. They may be just wanting to get out and do the damage assessment, where they're going street by street and house by house and copying down the addresses and the amount of damage that was done to that residence. That's something else you can get trained on. You have mass care, which involves the sheltering. You may want to be a shelter manager. You just maybe want a dormitory manager position. There's people that have to work registration for people that are coming into the shelter.
Mitchell says donations and volunteers help the American Red Cross fulfill the mission daily to help people prevent, prepare for, and respond to natural and man-made disasters. Disaster manager for Northeast Arkansas, Jody Carter, says the Red Cross is working on continuing to educate the public about disasters such as fires.
We're doing everything we can to try to recruit volunteers, try to train volunteers, to equip them and to empower them. We're trying to educate the public. In fact, we're going to be starting something here soon. The supplies just came in into last week, but whenever there's an apartment complex fire, we're going to go to the unaffected buildings in that complex and do an education campaign, a door hanger campaign, to educate the people. Say, hey, this is what happened to your neighbors. It could happen to your building as well, and you need to be ready. So we're working.
Carter encourages you to educate your children about how to prevent fires and what to do in the event of a disaster. More information about donating to the American Red Cross, disaster prevention, and volunteering can be found at ArkansasRedCross.org or by calling 870-932-3212. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.